All right, welcome to a very special episode of the Weasel and Sponge Chronicles. I'm joined here by the Weez. How are you, mate?
I'm not too bad.
That's good.
Not too bad.
you forgot about our appointment this morning?
I did.
Yes.
And, only arrived 20 minutes late.
Yeah, no, that's pretty good for you. And on the line, we've got Father John Sweaty. How is the Father of the Year going?
G'day, g'day. I'm going pretty good, boys. How are we all doing over there?
Mate, we're very good. We're looking forward to you moving down here, getting you in the studio. And I've got to say, one of the things that has been a revelation on the Weasel and Sponge Chronicles is your music, my friend. You've added a new spice of life to the old cast. And Weasel has been badgering me for months. Hey, Spongy, can you please put together an episode where it's just Father John's songs?
A good episode. Well, midweek treats.
Yeah, midweek treats for the people. Yeah. This might actually be one that I can share that's not too dirty.
Well, that's right. Let's see if we can get through a whole episode without swearing, gents.
Got a bit to go. Yeah. This is bloody hard.
I'll have my beeper on.
the good thing is that the Chronicle is not here, and so we're winning half the battle already.
But we forgot to call them all.
He's absolutely the devil on my shoulder.
And all of us. Guys, look, we're just going to go through the songs, and basically I'm going to ask Father John a little bit about the tunes that he's written for the podcast. But the first one that you came onto the show with, Father John, was Fast Car by Tracy Chapman. And you provided a very interesting, I guess, little tune there with the fact that you threw in some rap to it. So who did you put into the Fast Car?
That was Tupac. And I was actually thinking about that this morning. That was the first kind of thing that I did in that style way back when. I think I did it about 6 years ago now. And then, yeah, it's slightly gotten better over the years, but not too much.
When you're starting on top of a mountain, it's hard to go any
hard to improve perfection.
That's right. you sound with Fast Car, it's very, very good. It blew Weasel and myself away when we played it. I can remember that day in the
Christmas
studio
party.
Yeah, it was just after the
Sobered
Christmas party
up.
And we were like...
Picks you up off the floor.
Yeah, saw an angel. It was beautiful.
Very good. So let's jump into this song right now. Here is Tracy Chapman with a little bit of Tupac and Fast Car performed by Father John Sweaty.
Car. I wanted to get to anywhere. Maybe we can make a deal. Maybe together we can get somewhere. Any place is better. Start from zero, got nothing to lose. Maybe we'll make something. Me and myself, we got nothing to lose. See, my old man's got a problem. Live by the bottle, that's the way it is. The city's body's too old for working. His body's too young to look like this. Mama went off and left him. Mama off and left and he could give us this. Somebody's got to take care of him. So I quit school and that's what I did. You got a fast car. Is it fast enough to fly away? We gotta make a decision. Leave tonight, live and die this way. Remember when you were driving in your car, speed so fast, but like I was drunk. See the lights laid out before us, and your arm felt nice from around my shoulder, and I feeling that I belong. Life life worth living, should have blast myself. Tired of being poor, if I'm worse, I'm glad my stomach curse. Home looking for a purse to snatch. Cows give a damn about an ego. Pull a trigger, kill a nigga, he's a hero. Get the crack to the kids with the Hellcats. One last song in mouth on the welfare. First shit and dope, let him do it, brother. Giving guns, stand back, watch him shoot each other. It's time to fight back, what Huey said. Two shots in the dark, now Huey's dead. And I got love for a brother. We can never go nowhere, we share with each other. Gotta start making changes. Gonna see me as a brother, instead of two distant strangers. And that's how it's supposed to be. How can the devil think a brother feels close to me? I like to go back to when we play as kids, but things change, and that's the way it is. Driving in your car, speeds fast, but like I was drunk. See the lights laid out before us, and I felt nice from around my shoulder. And I had a feeling that I belong. And I had a feeling that I could be someone. Oh no, could be someone. Oh no.
So, Father John, the other one that you did very early on in the piece was Halo. Now, Halo is by Beyonce, right?
Yeah,
it is.
She's a queen. Oh, she's got a really nice set of eyes.
Vocals.
Are you a Beyonce fan, Weasel?
No, nah, not really.
No, until this song?
Yeah, I'm a Father John fan.
Yeah, that's right.
But I love a big sweaty man.
Who doesn't?
Oh, dear.
I'm down.
I've got to say, you know, but you do you, like Tupac's in this song, right?
Is he?
Yeah, no, he gets a start in most of my songs.
That's a trick question. I was like, he mustn't be in it.
See,
it was too obvious.
If you said to me, "What's your favorite Tupac song?" I couldn't name one. But you don't mind a bit of Tupac,
do you? I
don't
mind him. I'm not that into him, but I don't mind him.
You don't
a
mind
bit
him?
Of California Love or Changes
okay.
or
right? Okay,
yeah, that's about all I know.
Where is Father John? How long have you loved your Tupac? Is it rap? Is that what it is? Rap?
Yes.
Rap.
Hip hop. I think it was about... I used to hate rap. I thought it was like... growing up in a country town around, you know, sort of redneck mother flippers, you sort of get drawn into that blue-collar working class music. But my mate showed me... Tupac's documentary Resurrection when I was 16, and then I just became obsessed with him and pretty much learned every one of his songs, like in my car. I just have CDs, and then I don't really know any other rap, so it just makes it really easy to put it with songs now, which are really good tool for these days.
Very good. All right, well, without further ado, let's jump into some Halo by Beyonce and Tupac
by Father John.
MP3.
Remember those walls I built? Baby, they're tumbling down. I didn't even put up a fight. I didn't even make a sound. I found a way to let you in. I never really had a doubt. I'm standing in the light of your halo. I've got my angel now. It's like I've been waking. Every rule I had you breaking. It's a risk that I'm taking. I ain't ever gonna shut you out. Cause everywhere I'm looking now, I'm surrounded by your embrace. Baby, I can feel your halo. You know you're my saving grace. You're everything I need and more. All over your face, baby, I can feel your halo. Pray it won't fade to your halo. I can feel your halo, oh, halo. I can feel your halo, oh, halo. I can feel your halo. If I could recollect before my hood days, I sit reminisce, thinking of bliss and the the good days. I stop and stare at the younger. My heart goes to them because I see all the stress that they under. Nowadays things change. Everyone's ashamed of the youth because the truth looks strange. But for me it's reverse. We left them a world that's cursed and it hurts. Like any day to push the button and all come in like Malcolm X and Bobby Hutton died for nothing. Don't let it get you dreary, the world looks dreary. The world rising and you'll see it clearly. Ain't no need for you to fear me. If you take the time to hear me, baby, you could learn to cheer me. It ain't about black and white cause we're human. I hope we see the light before it's ruined.
So, Father John, I've got to say, one of the songs that I enjoyed was the Celine Dion.
That's actually my favorite, I think.
The one out of Titanic. It's so
good.
What inspired you to play that song?
That was at a time where I was doing lots and lots of gigs, and my set list was just the same, and I was working as well, and I didn't have time to learn new songs, but I just thought, I'd learned that one as a gag, and then I thought, I'll put that to a beat and it might sound all right. And then I was getting a bit bored out the back of the Union Bar playing, and I thought, I'll give this one a whirl, and I'll just pop bloody Ice Cube in there and see what happens. And then, yeah, I don't know who that guy is. The Chronicle went mad for it, so I thought, oh, yeah.
Is there many songs that the Chronicle hasn't gone mad for?
Hasn't gotten hard for.
Yeah.
Sometimes, no, I can't put my finger on what song it was, but he just goes, oh, Father, you need to stop playing that sad shit. You're a happy guy. Come on. We come down to be happy. It's like, if I play too many like love songs or something at a gig, he'll just pull me up and go, that's enough, big guy. We want happy shit now.
Oh, that's fantastic. All right.
Like he comes across as a fan, but he's full of critique.
Okay, there you go. There you go.
Unless you play K-San constantly on repeat.
Yeah. K-San won't be getting a run, I don't think, in any of these episodes.
No.
Yeah,
I'll hang up.
All right, well, let's jump into Celine and Ice, performed by Father John Sweaty. Here we go.
Every night in my dreams, I see you, I feel you. That is how I know you. Go on. Far across the distance, the spaces between us. That is how I know you. Go on. Thank God, I don't know, but today seems kind of odd. No bucking from the dog and no smoke. Mama cooked the breakfast with no heart. I got my grub on, didn't pig out. Finally got a call from a girl I wanna dig out. Hooked it up for later as I hit the door. As I'm screaming, this is number 24. Now I gotta go, cause I got me a drop top. And if I hit the switch, yes, I can make the ass drop. Had to stop at a red light, looking at a mirror, not a jacker inside. And everything is alright. I got a beat from Kim, man, she can fuck all night. Called up the homies in a mask and y'all which park. Y'all playing basketball. Get me on the court and I'm triple. Last week fucking around I got a triple double. Freaking niggas everywhere like MJ. I can't believe that today was a good day. Leave for her.
Next up, we've got when you always. So, what happens here on the podcast is basically Father John will put a music file, a .mp3 file, as Weasel loves to point out, into a shared drive that we have, and I basically access these. And the one that I've got here is Drake. Now, I have no memory of this song at all, Father John. Can you enlighten us at all?
Geez, it must have been good.
one of my favourite.
it's a Drake song. Obviously, because it says something Drake, but
coming home.
Yeah, I can't remember the name of it, but yeah, coming home. That's the one.
Something
and
like that.
It goes with Biggie and surprise, surprise, Tupac.
Yeah. Okay. Very
mixing
good.
Mixing it up.
All right. Very good. Well, I guess that's all we need. So let's jump into that and and enjoy this another great track by Father John Sweet.
I've got my eye on you. You're everything that I see. I want your heart, love, and emotion endlessly. God got me over you. You left your mark on me. I want your heart, love, and emotion endlessly. Cause you're a good girl and you know it. You act so different around me. Cause you're a good girl and you show it. I know exactly who you could be. Cause I grew up a fucking screw up. Got introduced to the game. I got a house and then I blew up. Jumping rocks overnight. The nigga Biggie Smalls trying to turn into the Black Frank White. Had to grow just to change your description. Two cops is on the mailbox missing. So they told us they don't think I stepped on. A fist full of bullets, a chest full of Teflon. For the police, bitch, you that man, I'm too bad. I fuck around and catch your asthma attack. That's why I bust back, don't faze me. As he tries, cause he's black and Swayze. So just hold on, we're going home. So just hold on, we're going home. It's hard to do these things alone. So just hold on, we're going home. Still I'm having memories of past beats when the cows crash. As I left pushing the gas when my blocks pass. We were young and we were dumb but we had heart. Through the dark we were praying for the bad parts. Many dreams is what I had, many wishes. No hesitation and extermination of the stitches. These stitches take it to you to pursue me. Couple moves and now the whole world's trying to screw me. Even the cops trying to sue me. So what can I do? I stay true. Sipping 22s are blue and now the media's trying to test me. Got the press asking questions, trying to stress me. Misery is all I see, that's my mind state. Mystery with the police to shit the crime me. I mean, man had two strikes, they got a lift in the 50s. Seen thug, laughing at me to quit. So I've got my eye on you. You're everything that I see. I want your heart, love, and emotion. Endlessly, I can't get over you. You left your mark on me. I want your heart, love, and emotion. Endlessly, cause you're a good girl and you show it. You act so different around me. kiss you, but you can't ignore it. I know exactly who he could be.
All right, Father John, we're going to do one more in this episode. And the one that we're going to finish on is probably one of my favourites, I've got to say, that you've done over the course of the podcast.
Is it Kernaghan and Sheeran?
No, that's it's not, but it's look, that is right up there. Kernaghan and Sheeran is right up there, and we're going to get into that on another special episode of the podcast. But this was the Aussie mashup that you did, and nice. You had a little bit of Paul Kelly in there. I think you had two Paul Kelly songs, didn't you?
Yeah, there was a real blatant key change at the end of that song that I put that I didn't really bother to mix it in too well with. You'll know what I'm talking about. You
know, it was good.
And I don't, but the menu log bit or
no, that's not, this isn't the menu log song. Right.
Oh, just doing all the heavy lifting. I forgot to look at the playlist.
Yeah. It was a .mp3 though.
Yeah, thought so.
But I think you started off with a little bit of Dumb Things, and then you went into some Missy Higgins, which Peachy, was that the one?
Yeah, that's the one. I struggled with that one. It's funny that you say that's one of your favorites, because it's one that I cringe when I listen to. But
well, I think I like the three songs.
I remember sweating on that because. Yeah, true. It's just three songs that you like.
In a row.
No mashup, really.
Exactly. Without bridges that I have to sit through.
The little explanation at the end. Is that this one? Does it have the little explanation at the end where he explains making gravy?
No.
Wrong song. I'm just going to go, everyone. So you all have a good weekend, day, whatever it is. Enjoy your midweek trip.
Get your way.
there is no gravy in this at all. But I'll be sure to let you know when we get to the gravy song. No, we got a little bit of Dumb Things, and then we go into Peachy, and then you finish with To Adore, I'm pretty sure.
Right.
Yeah, that's the one.
But it's great. Hey, are you a Missy Higgins fan?
Yeah, actually, I used to, I really like all that kind of early 2000s Aussie women music. Yeah, they got a really nice sound, and yeah, it's kind of like Beyonce and those kinds of things. It's the sort of thing that I sit at home and listen to, lock the doors, light a candle, rub my eyes.
the tears.
Yeah, wipe away the tears, then dirt with them. Right. Well, there it is.
Took about 20 minutes. We're back to filth. All right, I'm going to put this one on, and we're going to see out the episode with this one. So thanks for tuning in to one of these special episodes. We've got a few coming up, so a few midweek Father John sweaty treats. So let's jump into this song now.
Welcome, strangers, to the show. I'm the one that should be lying low. Saw the knives out, turned my back. Saw the train coming, stood right on the track. In the middle of a dream. I lost my shirt, I pulled my ring. I've done all right.